You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
It's always interesting to watch how the media, even in the case of a guy like Tim Tebow, the sports media, react to someone who's outspoken in their faith. Tim Tebow was a phenomenon. There's no two ways about it. He probably will remain one as long as he continues to play at that level. There's another one that's out there on the horizon. He's just appeared, not in football, but in basketball. Jeremy Lin, off the couch and onto the court and scoring like a crazy man, and he's a Christian. And he's an Asian-American Christian, which is a strange twist. How is the media covering him as compared to Tim Tebow? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon. It's February the 17th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll talk with Sarah Pulliam Bailey of GetReligion.org about media coverage of the faith of the New York Knicks sensation Jeremy Lin. We'll do some listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line as our usual Friday fare a little bit later. We'll pick Issues Etc. blog of the week at the end of this first hour. Then in the second hour, we'll devote the entire thing to what the church will be remembering tomorrow on the occasion of Luther's death some, well, 450 plus years ago. He died on that day in the same town where he had been born, confessing the faith that he had come to know through Holy Scripture. We'll do a biography and talk about 16th century reformer Martin Luther with Dr. Paul Meyer of Western Michigan University in Hour 2 of Issues Etc. Sarah Pulliam Bailey is a regular guest. She's a contributor to GetReligion.org, and she's online editor for Christianity Today. Sarah, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first we had the Tebow craze, and now it's called Linsanity. Is the press getting any better at covering these athletic phenoms, like from Tebow to Jeremy Lin?
Yeah, I think it's a little early to tell. I mean, this Linsanity has only taken place for about a week now. So we're still trying to see signals of where the media is and isn't picking up on his faith. For instance, Terry Mattingly said the other day on ESPN, the talk show hosts were talking about the differences between Tim Tebow and Jeremy Lin, and they don't bring up their faith at all. So maybe ESPN missed it. But we have actually seen some pretty good articles from the New York Times, you know, the Knicks hometown paper. So hopefully they would get this right. And we've been pleasantly surprised by some of the pieces that they've put out exploring Jeremy Lin's faith and what that has to do with kind of the Linsanity of the fans going on right now.
What do we know about Jeremy Lin's faith?
So Jeremy Lin is one of the only Asian Americans in the NBA. He went to Harvard. He was not drafted into the NBA. He was sort of this unknown figure until about a week ago. He just exploded. And I don't know if there was a tipping point, specific game where he just I think it was just a combining the first few of his games. He had so many points and assists and things like that. And then this week he had a last-second three-pointer to win the game against the Raptors. So, you know, there are all these examples of his being a great athlete. And then we know that during his time at Harvard, I believe he was part of InterVarsity. And so he's got these Christian parachurch ties, and he tweets about his faith. He puts Bible verses on his Facebook page and things like that.
he sounds like he's more low-key than Tim Tebow was. Tim was a little more of the evangelist, during the NFL season.
Yeah, so what I want to explore, and I think what time will tell, is what I wonder is whether Tim Tebow being the quarterback, whether that's just a more of a visible role than being an NBA player, because the quarterback really gets quite a bit of the attention on the field. And Tim Tebow had sort of with his eye black, he would put John 3:16. So it's kind of this very visual representation, whereas I think with Jeremy Lin, there's not as much. You know, he doesn't, after he shoots a three-pointer, he can't, like, get down on his knee and pray the same way that you can on a football field. So that's why I wonder whether they may have the same kind of outspoken nature of their faith, but it just comes across differently. It's a little too soon to tell how that'll play out.
This is a kind of difficult, perhaps a little sensitive question, but do you think it will make a difference that Jeremy Lin is Chinese, Taiwanese, American born, but do you think the ethnicity of the player makes a difference on how sensitive, how careful the media coverage of his faith is?
That's a great question. We saw, like I said, some good pop pieces from the New York Times, especially one by Michael Luo, who himself is a Harvard grad Christian. I believe he goes to Redeemer in New York, and he wrote this first-person narrative piece, which is interesting because he's an investigative reporter, wouldn't normally talk about himself or his faith, just kind of putting himself out there. He did a piece on why Jeremy Lin resonates with the Asian American Christian group that is kind of like an Ivy League, the certain population in America that's just a little bit different than kind of your Tim Tebow, born and raised in the South, or just kind of your typical, what you might think of when you think of an evangelical. He really does a nice job of separating out, like, what does it mean to be an Asian American Christian, and why people are resonating with Jeremy Lin. So we had a nice conversation with him about his piece as well.
There's another aspect here, and that is, at least during the NFL season, Tim Tebow was kind of portrayed as a somewhat controversial figure, and I don't see that so far with the Jeremy Lin coverage.
So part of this, there's this athletic component where Tim Tebow was sort of controversial as an athlete. People would say, oh, he's not good enough to be an NFL quarterback. And Christians would say, oh, you just don't like Christians, you know? And so there was kind of this back and forth about his athleticism because it wasn't quite obvious. You know, he would pull off these last-minute wins, but he wasn't consistent in his athletic abilities the same way that Jeremy Lin. It's hard to argue against the stats when you see right there he gets, you know, 30-some points in a game or 10 assists and things like that. You can't. There's nothing controversial about someone who's just an excellent player. You can point to, say, Tony Dungy or Kurt Warner. Again, there was no question that they were excellent athletes, and Tony Dungy as a coach, where Tim Tebow, there's a little bit of that, oh, if you don't like him, is it because you don't like him as an athlete, or you don't like his Christian faith, you don't like the way he comes across? There's a little bit more of a complexities with Tim Tebow, I think.
Finally, then, you mentioned the piece by Luo. Do we need perhaps a little more reporting of what would sounds kind of like a subculture that is Asian American Christians?
Yeah, I think what that would be, you know, fascinating. I think to look at these second generation Asian Americans, you know, these how their faith plays out a little bit differently. One of the interesting things I think he pointed out was that Asian American Christians don't tend to see themselves as culture warriors. And so I'd love to see someone kind of flesh that out, why that is, what kinds of influences do they have in their communities and things like that, where you might not have a Pat Robertson or someone as influential as, say, someone else, another theologian. So I think it'd be interesting to kind of look more at ethnicity and faith and kind of look at that from a nuanced perspective, as Michael Luo started to do in his piece.
Sarah Pulliam Bailey is a contributor to GetReligion.org and an online editor for Christianity Today. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.